Good morning, church. Oh, man. It's great to be together this morning. For those who don't know me, my name is Zach Clark, and I have the privilege to lead our hearts in communion today. And I hope it's okay with y'all, but I would love to get a little vulnerable with you guys. And you'd be patient with me if hopefully I can get through this. Life hasn't gone as I thought it would, especially the last 18 months. And I imagine some of you guys can relate. Some of my hardest days in my life have happened the past 18 months. And I wish I could say during that time that my faith has not wavered, I've been closer to God than I've ever before, but that's simply just not true. To be honest with you, I've been hanging on. And sometimes that hasn't been my much, but I'm doing my best to cling on to my faith in my Father. The first half of Psalm 63:8 says, "I cling to you." So simple, but I find myself repeating that a lot. And that's what I felt like I've been doing these past 18 months, clinging on. And as I've been clinging on, I've been reminded of a story, a real-life situation of someone who clung on, even going through a tough situation. I don't know if you have any aviation fans in the house today, but I want to talk about a man who's a pilot by the name of Henry Dempsey. Back in 1987, on a commuter flight from Portland, Maine to Boston, the pilot, Henry Dempsey, heard an unusual noise coming from the rear of the plane. Dempsey turned the controls over to his co-pilot and went back to check it out. As he reached the tail section, the plane hit an air pocket, tossing Dempsey against the rear door. He soon discovered the reason for this noise was caused because the rear door was improperly latched prior to takeoff. Now, the impact of his weight opened this door, and Dempsey was instantly sucked out of the tiny jet. The co-pilot saw the red light, which indicated indicated an open door, and immediately radioed the nearest airport, requesting permission for an emergency landing. He also reported the pilot had fallen out of the plane, and they needed some helicopters to search for him. After the plane landed, the ground crew found Dempsey holding on to the outdoor ladder of the aircraft. Somehow, he had caught the ladder and held on for 10 minutes as the plane flew 200 miles an hour at 4,000 feet of altitude. On top of that, when he was landing, he kept his head from hitting the runway, which is only 12 inches from the ground. And according to some news reports, it took airport personnel several minutes to pry his fingers from the bar. Talk about a bad day at work. One article mentioned that he took a couple days off. I don't blame him. I probably would take a little bit more time than that. Only a couple days. But when he came back to work, he mentioned how it was such a harrowing experience. And I had to look that up. It means extremely disturbing. Maybe life has sucked you out of your plane. Maybe you experienced something harrowing, something that changed your life forever. Something made you stop and take a few days off. One moment might be a usual day. The next moment, life can hit you hard. Maybe you show up to work and you learn that you're being let go. Maybe your spouse comes home and told you they want a divorce. Maybe you get a phone call letting you know you lost a loved one. Or maybe you're staring at your newborn baby girl when the doctors pull you aside to tell you your daughter isn't going to make it. And you got to choose between quantity or quality of life in our final days. After our daughter passed away, spiritually the past 18 months have not looked like what I ever imagined or wanted. My times with God are hard, and they're different. I find myself listening and sitting with God more and less reading and praying like I used to. I feel confused, hurt, and sometimes angry with God. I feel a lot like Job in Job 2:13, where his friends just sat with him in silence for 7 days and seven nights as he grieved. I feel like that's me and God right now. It's been hard for me to talk to God, and I don't know what to say or where to start or how I feel. But I feel his presence in ways I never thought before. And I've learned through these 18 months that I'm not the really one holding on to my relationship with God. God is holding on to me. And even when I feel like I'm barely hanging on, he's holding me by his right hand. The complete verse of Psalm 63:8 says, "I cling to you, your strong right hand holds me securely." Isaiah 41:13 says, "For I hold you by your right hand, I, the Lord your God." And even though I feel like life has sucker punched me and my faith has felt shaken, I've seen and experienced ways he's held on to me. I've seen in my relationship with my wife, who has loved and supported me through these times I'm battling and I'm hanging on my relationship with God. I see it through my friendships, through the many texts, calls, phone calls, lunches, coffees, talks around the fire, encouraging me on to fight. And I experience it when I hold my daughter, who we were blessed to adopt into our family last year. And I learned a lot. I learned a lot. They can live life with joy and sorrow, pain and healing, and grief and hope. And God is always here for me and holding me through it all. So this morning, if you feel like you're just holding on this morning, it's okay. For many years, I thought I had to have it all together, especially on Sundays and during communion. But that's just impossible. And I know God doesn't expect that from us. God wants us to come as we are. And sometimes it's just knowing, maybe we don't know what to say, and we're just hanging on. But have faith, because God is holding you by his right hand. He will not let you go, even if you're barely hanging on. So as we take the bread and drink the juice, let's remember how he's holding on and how he won't let us go no matter what life throws at us. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I'm so grateful you hold us by your right hand. Life can be so hard. It can knock us down. But I love that I have the reassurance that you're always there holding on to us, even when we can't. Thank you for giving us your one and only Son to come on this earth to live a perfect and blameless life, then to go through a horrible death and be crucified, but then to be resurrected for us to have a chance to have a relationship with you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.